Morning, The Exotic Chat. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Sherry calling. I have caught a male Alexandrine, and I caught him yesterday. I kind of put a random post up on Facebook, but quite frankly, I really don't like some of the creeps that are out there. I've done lost animal posts before. Can I send you guys some photos of it? It has no leg band. I have him safe, and I have spoken to my personal vet team. They've actually got somebody there that breeds Alexandrines, like, properly, so they can take him if I want. But I've got him locked in an aviary, and he's happy and fed, and I'm aware of what to do. If I send some photos, if you guys get any reports of one that's missing, you can have the details. Does that work?
Yeah, that's all good. I'm just actually having a look through my lost and found at the moment.
Oh, hey, I've just been scrolling Facebook for the last 6 hours.
Oh, sorry, we've got our own lost and found registry.
Okay.
On our system, but the only Alex that I've had reported missing to us was in February, and it had a pink leg band. But you're still more than welcome to email the photos through. If you can just attach your name and your contact details, and I'll just add it to our found registry, so that way if anyone calls up, I've got
That'd be great, because I don't want to just put him on the RSPCA, because I'm also aware of some of the scams that they get. So if I send him to you guys are more likely going to have a bit more access than me. I've checked everything out from bloody Sunshine Coast to the Gold Coast, and the photos that are on there don't match with this bird, and the only one that did match, he got returned to his owner yesterday. So, so if you give me your email.
Yeah, so it's Exotic Vet, E-X-O-T-I-C-S.
Yep.
V-E-T.
Oh, E-X-O-T-I-C-S, is it?
Yep, Exotic.
Yep. Yep.
And then vet, V-E-T.
Yep.
At mail.com.
Okay. And you are Emily?
Yes.
Yep. Great. I'll send these through shortly. A couple of the photos, he's a bit fluffed up. He was very, very hungry and quite dehydrated by the time I managed to get hold of him. But I've got him in a large aviary. I've got birds myself, and he's on his own. So I'm very aware of feeding requirements. I've had large birds before. I'm quite happy to keep him indefinitely until somebody can claim him, or I'll send him up to Mullaney Botanic or something like that.
Yeah, no worries at all. And just if you can get him to a local vet or someone to scan him for a microchip, because people do microchip them as well.
Yeah, I will do that. One of the team members from our vet, he said he can bring a scanner over next week and do
Beautiful.
It for me. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. It saves me hurting the bird by trying to wrestle him into a cage, and I don't want to stress him out. So.
No, that's it. And just make sure he's not in contact with any of your birds in case he's got
No, love, he's in a completely separate aviary, so and a big one, so he's good.
Beautiful.
All right, thanks, hon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.